All right, so let's start with the core idea James Sexton shares in his book, Self-Awareness. He says it's a cornerstone of any successful relationship. And honestly, it makes sense. How can you build something meaningful with someone else if you don't know yourself? What you need, what you value, what really matters to you?
Exactly. Sexton even talks about how people rush into relationships, hoping they'll feel complete. But they haven't done that inner work first. I mean, how can someone else know how to love you if you don't know yourself?
Right, and I think one of the strongest examples I've seen professionally was this couple who came to me for coaching. They were constantly frustrated with each other, but when we dug deeper, it wasn't really about what the other person was doing wrong.
Wait, so it was something they hadn't realized about themselves?
Exactly. They hadn't taken the time to figure out their individual needs, so they were projecting. When they each explored that, through guided questions, some journaling, and a bit of patience, they started seeing the patterns, and from there, they could share that with their partner. It was transformative.
That's so powerful. And it shows how stepping back and asking, "What am I bringing into this?" can really shift the dynamic. I think for a lot of us, though, that kind of self-awareness feels vulnerable, doesn't it?
Oh, completely. Vulnerability and honesty with yourself, it's uncomfortable. But it's also the path to clarity. Sexton suggests practical ways to start, like reflecting on your past relationships. What worked, what didn't, and why.
Yes, and that's where tools like journaling can be so helpful. Just sitting down and getting your thoughts on paper can reveal insights you didn't even realize you had. Honestly, even therapy can be a game changer here. It gives you a space to unpack those layers.
Absolutely. And I'd add that life coaching can serve a similar purpose, especially if you're looking for clarity on goals or values in a structured way. The point is, all these strategies help you figure out not just who you are, but what you want to bring into a relationship.
And you know, what you want out of one.
Building on that foundation of self-awareness we were just discussing, James Sexton emphasizes that enduring love also boils down to a few core practices. Things like transparency, fostering emotional intimacy, and maintaining a fulfilling physical connection. These elements build trust, understanding, and, well, joy.
And they really do. I think transparency, in particular, is so important. It's not just about honesty, but about letting someone in, being open with who you are and how you feel. It creates a sense of safety, doesn't it?
Exactly. Sexton argues that emotional intimacy works the same way. It thrives when both partners feel safe enough to be vulnerable, to share not just the happy moments, but the messy ones, too. A satisfying physical connection often stems from that emotional bond, not the other way around.
That reminds me of a story one couple shared with me during a workshop. They'd been feeling distant, you know, emotionally and physically. Then they learned about love languages, a concept that completely changed how they connected. For one of them, it was all about words of affirmation. For the other, it was acts of service.
So by learning to speak each other's love language.
Exactly. It was a revelation for them. Once they started expressing love in ways that resonated for the other person, their bond grew stronger. It deepened their trust and emotional intimacy immensely.
That's such a great example. And while love languages are one approach, Sexton also suggests practical habits for nurturing connections. Like setting aside time for uninterrupted conversations. It's simple, but effective. Another is sprinkling in small surprises, like a kind note or an unexpected gesture of affection.
I love that. It's the little things that show you're paying attention, right? It doesn't have to be extravagant to mean a lot.
Not at all. Even just actively learning about each other's dreams and desires can create that sense of partnership. Sexton talks about how curiosity, real curiosity, drives stronger connections. It's about never feeling like you already know everything there is to know about your partner.
Which keeps the relationship growing, evolving. It's such a beautiful way to look at love as an ongoing journey.
It's such a beautiful way to think about relationships as an ongoing journey of growth. And speaking of growth, James Sexton makes an excellent point about patience. Relationships thrive when we give them the time and space to develop naturally, rather than rushing to define or solidify things too quickly. It's something I think we all struggle with at some point, myself included.
Hmm, Absolutely. Patience isn't always easy, is it? But it's essential. It creates space for understanding, for seeing who your partner truly is, not just who you hope they are or who you want them to be.
Exactly. I once worked with a client, let's call her Rachel, and she was struggling in her new relationship. She felt this constant need to make sure everything was perfect. But in trying to rush that process, she was skipping over the little natural moments that really build a connection.
Oh, I see that happen so often. How did she change that approach?
Well, the first thing we worked on was reframing. Patience isn't passive. It's about actively choosing to let things unfold instead of forcing them. Rachel started focusing on celebrating small milestones, like their first road trip together, or honestly, even disagreements they navigated well. By slowing down, she felt more grounded in the relationship.
And that's the beauty of patience, isn't it? It gives you the time to appreciate the journey together rather than just aiming for the destination. It's those small moments that stitch your story as a couple.
Absolutely. And Sexton lays out practical ways to practice this kind of patience. Things like creating time for consistent, meaningful check-ins with your partner, even if it's just 15 minutes over coffee on a busy day.
Or embracing the quiet moments, right? Relationships don't always need to be flashy or big. Just sitting side by side, even in silence, can speak volumes if you let it.
You're spot on. And I think patience also means honoring your partner's journey as much as your own. It means understanding they'll grow and change at their own pace, and being okay with that. That's what makes a partnership truly resilient over time.
Right. And it's about being curious, like we talked about earlier. Not assuming you know how your partner feels or what they want, but being willing to ask, to rediscover them as they change. It's such a powerful act of love, isn't it?
It really is. And honestly, it's the kind of love that can stand the test of time. When you approach a relationship with patience, curiosity, and care, you're setting the foundation for something stronger than just romance. You're building a partnership.
Exactly. A partnership where both people feel seen, supported, and at home with each other. And isn't that what true connection is all about?
It really is. And on that note, I think we'll leave it there for today. Thanks for sharing the space with us to explore this emotional and, honestly, deeply rewarding topic.
Yes, thank you for listening. And remember to be kind to yourselves and your relationships. Until next time, take care.